Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting live from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, as well as our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, along with all those people working out there helping out in the coronavirus effort, along with the COVID-19 folks, too, helping keep us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those roughnecks out there working in the oil fields, keeping the oil and keeping America rolling along. Thank you very, very much. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And you can also Google us, the Captain's America Third Watch, and find us just about anywhere. And joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Let's say the pledge for this hour and get started. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we have another little addendum to the story about Kim Jong-un in North Korea. Now, consider the source, ladies and gentlemen, because this is unconfirmed, but it's being put out there by NBC and CNN that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is brain dead, according to two U.S. officials. He recently had cardiac surgery, slipped into a coma, and according to one current U.S. current and one former U.S. official, he is brain dead at the moment. Now, I cannot confirm that. I cannot deny it. It's coming from NBC. It's coming from CNN, and I don't know if it's true or not, but I'm just putting it out there because they just put it out there.
That's true, Captain. And, of course, what we know, according to the initial reports, at least what the initial reports say, is that he, that being Kim Jong-un, had some sort of, cardiac surgery. That's what it would appear. And so, certainly, there could have been a complication that could have put him into that state. But, again, we just don't know. And there's a lot that happens in times like this. But especially coming out of a Stalinist regime, we have to wait until we have some real concrete information.
Here's what I can say, because I've been listening to some covert conversations in a covert chat room, and that's all I'll say. But this may be more than just what we're now starting to hear. This may be the changing of the guard, if you will, getting rid of the Kim Jong-un clan. And by the way, his sister has not been seen or heard from in 2 weeks.
That's true. That's true. She made a public comment within the last month, we understand. She's 4 years younger than Kim Jong-un, who is 36 years old. So, and that could be part of a dynastic quality to this whole thing, but somebody may be trying to stop that from happening, perhaps.
By the way, our friend Uncle Rick down there in Bradenton, Manatee County, he's saying, Captain, this is Uncle Rick in Manatee County. Tonight you are smoking! Great show, America Knows Tyranny and What to Do About It. Dear God, I love this country. Well, thanks, Uncle Rick. We appreciate your great comments, and we always appreciate hearing from you. But the fact of the matter is, folks, you know, while everybody else is just dwelling on this coronavirus, there are other huge stories that are out there, right, Kyle?
That's true, a lot, yeah.
Yeah, now let's talk about the feds. They're going to be tracking and sharing data on the nursing home outbreaks, which is something I think they should have been doing to begin with.
Well, unfortunately, Captain, we've seen too many folks who live in nursing homes literally devastated by the coronavirus spread. They are the most susceptible in so many respects to what this virus can do. And so you're right. Yeah, it's time to try to figure it all out and get some kind of good information going here.
Yeah, and again, you know, without divulging a whole bunch of other things that are going on, I mean, the nursing homes, there's a lot of, again, it's because of the immune system and this, that, and the other and all that sort of stuff. We know what the problem is there. You know, people get older and they get along in their years and they get sick a lot easier.
That's true. And unfortunately, many in our elderly population, they have other underlying medical conditions already, perhaps, that again make them much more susceptible. They can't fight off this virus at all in many cases.
Now, the other thing is we know the airlines are having trouble, and the big three U.S. airlines may wind up cutting more than 100,000 jobs by this fall. There are some air routes that may not come back at all, which will open it up for smaller airlines that, if they're able to survive, one of them is right here in my backyard down in Clearwater, Florida, Allegiant. You ever heard of them?
Oh, yes, heard of Allegiant, yeah.
Yeah, Allegiant is right down here in my backyard in St. Petersburg, and there's a strong possibility that they may get bigger while some of these runs are cut, and they may make up the difference. But we'll see. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, again, this points up just how important it is that our economy in quote-unquote normal times remains strong, because we see that this kind of a major impact, it not only just shuts down for a short time, but it has long-reaching, long-term impact to real people, real jobs. There may be some other opportunities that pop up like you're talking about, but generally speaking, it's a very difficult time.
All right, well, hold that thought. And, folks, when we come back from the break, we're going to continue talking about some things pertaining to the coronavirus. For example, will the U.S. test everyone? Well, they just might, and there might be an easy way to do it, and wait till you hear what it is that's on the books that they might try. It's not what you think. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Root.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you very much. That's my buddy, Mike Gallagher, about 30 feet around the corner from where I sit. This is where his studio is, right here in my same flagship station. He has the same flagship station as I do. And Relief Factor brings you this portion of the program because if you're struggling with severe or nagging pain, just can't get rid of some of that arthritis or the back pain or neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, knee pain, whatever, muscle aches and pain in general too, then how about trying an all-natural product called Relief Factor? Now, Relief Factor has a 3-week quick start plan. And I'll tell you what, you can try that for 3 weeks. And if it works, great. You're just automatically on it. And if it doesn't work, it's $19.95. You just out $20 and you say, okay, no harm, no foul, and away you go. But of the people that order from this show, and these are the statistics to my show. This is what the Relief Factor people, Pete and Seth Talba, tell me. Of the people that order from this show, 82% stay on it. We have the highest retention rate of anybody. Now, why is that? Well, I guess because a lot of people that are awake right now are awake because they're in pain. Part of it. And I get it. I understand it. I've been there and done that. 4 years ago when I started taking the product, I had no idea what I was in store for, but I could no longer take the Mobic and the Flexerol they were giving me because of the fact it made me dizzy, it made me tired when I wasn't supposed to be, and I knew there was a better way to do it, and it wasn't by taking 6 Aleve a day, which caused internal bleeding. So, I got Relief Factor. Now, you can go to the website, and they gave me a website just for you, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. You'll see the little tutorial right there, the little link, and the little video to watch and see, tell you all about Relief Factor. It's about 2.5 minutes long. It'll tell you what's in it. It'll tell you the benefits it has and what it does for you. And again, it's all natural. There's nothing in there that's bad for you. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Sign up for the 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95, and you will be glad you did. I guarantee it. Because it worked for me, it'll work for you. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we talked about the feds, and we talked about the fact that they're going to be sharing data on the nursing home outbreaks, because it seems in the nursing home, due to the confined quarters, one person gets it, and all of a sudden you've got four, five, six more people, and we've had some horrible, horrible stories about 10, 11, 12, 13, 18, 20 people at a time dying in these nursing homes.
That's true. In fact, it's been referred to, I think, by one expert as being ground zero, nursing homes being ground zero of a lot of this, outbreak.
Yep.
And again, it just seems to prey on those who may have these underlying conditions,
yep.
and at their age, they're not able to fight it out.
And their immune systems aren't the way that mine are, or you are, or yours are, or whatnot, or the younger folks are. Now, also, testing. Will the United States test everyone, Kyle, USA? Will they test everybody in the country for this coronavirus?
Well, what I heard the vice president talking about here about a day or so ago was that not everybody would have to be tested per se, but you would test people with that are showing symptoms for sure, and then there's a round of testing that has to go on if you have symptoms. It's my understanding that every single person in the United States would get tested.
Well, that may have changed, mm-hmm. because last night there was an answer to a question given, and it was about sending, it was a doctor that was talking about this, one of the talking heads, not Fauci and not Birx, talking about using Amazon to deliver test kits to private homes.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Now, did that mean all of them? Don't know. They really didn't get involved in saying that, but they just said that that's something they're thinking about, sending them out randomly to begin with to private homes and using Amazon, not the Postal Service.
Yes, that is very interesting. Now, certainly what we've heard about is the more testing that is done, obviously the more data that you have. And if you go into communities, then you try to build, here is that word again, models of how the disease makes its way through that particular community. There would be an interesting addition to this, though, too, and that is if a test showed up at your doorstep with the government telling you, take this test, that may raise some civil rights questions, and I'm sure that somewhere sort of scream about that, wouldn't you think?
Yeah. Now, we talked about mortgages the other night, and we talked about how they've got to read the fine print, correct?
That's very true, yes.
Yeah. Now, mortgages are paused or reduced currently for about 3 million United States households, according to a survey that was put out there. They cannot foreclose. They cannot evict. Even if you have an apartment, it's the same way, I understand. Is that right?
That's what I understand, yes.
All right, and it's because of what's going on. Because, again, people aren't working. They have no income. The unemployment checks aren't coming as fast as what they said they were going to. The stimulus checks are nowhere to be seen by millions of people. I mean, I've still yet to run across somebody that got a stimulus check sent to them when they said, the government said, well, they're going to be sent out on the 15th. Really? And I've got a thought about that. Do you want to hear this?
Yes, please.
People that are on Social Security, people that get government pensions, people that get disability, they call it SSI, that check is always a month behind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, always a month behind. So, if they meant to say in April you were going to get paid whatever, April won't come until May.
Right. Well, given that pattern, exactly. But
so I wonder if that's what's going on here.
And it very well could be, but I seem to recall Steve Mnuchin saying pretty strongly that checks were coming out at the 15th. And right.
I know he did.
Yeah.
And he also talked about the $10,000 checks. Well, you'll have a $10,000 check in 3 days once you qualify for your loan, so you can do whatever. Yeah, sure you will.
Right. Exactly. But you're right. People are waiting for those checks. And a lot of people are waiting for those checks, Captain, so that they could pay their mortgage or pay their rent.
Right.
And when they didn't arrive by about the middle of the month, one would think that's maybe when their payment would be considered late, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
That depends on their own loan agreement and so forth. But
mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people were waiting for those things so they could make that.
Now, speaking of paying things, you remember Bernie Madoff?
Yes.
Well, Bernie Madoff, some of his victims are going to get another $378 million from a U.S. fund that's been uncovered, the Bernie Madoff fund, if you will. So $378 million goes out to some more of his people. It's not enough as to what they've lost, but at least it's something.
It is something. There's some 26,000 people, victims all across the world, Captain, that will be getting this money distributed to them. And given everything that they've received, we understand that it's about a 73-74% restitution of what they initially lost.
And did you see Roger Stone on TV last night with Sean Hannity?
Saw him a little bit, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he was talking about the fact that he's been done wrong and this, that, and the other, and talked about the jury foreman and all that. Yeah, I get all that. The judge is not buying any of it, though. Apparently he's got a liberal judge. And he said that he's not going to ask the president for a pardon, and it wasn't promised to him. And then there was another ex-Trump aide, Rick Gates. Remember him?
I believe so, yeah.
He's right. Going to finish his prison at home with an ankle bracelet on.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And other top name, or high profile.
Well, the president's former attorney.
That's right. That's right.
And he's going to write a tell-all book, he says.
That's true, and that's exactly. And he's Michael Cohen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, it'll be here just in time for the election. And don't worry, Captain, they'll be talking about it all over on these different cable channels, I'm sure.
Well, maybe it will, and maybe it won't, because it might have happened to it what happened to another book that was going to be put out there. And because there was some classified information that was in there, they refused to release it to have the book printed.
That's true. That's true. And so we'll wait and see on that. But, of course, we're going to get – see, without the coronavirus, we'd be starting to get into some pretty heavy-duty election cycle news. But with the coronavirus, that does change a lot, and for obvious reasons, but a lot of people are getting hurt. But it's going to be interesting to see how the campaign will sort of play out with things like those tell-all books and that kind of stuff. Because, you know, Captain, there's a lot of people out there who are giving the president high marks on how he's handled the economy and the coronavirus.
Tell everybody how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow night, and thank you very much for doing a great job.
My pleasure, Captain. Thank you.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him very much and the fact that he's doing a yeoman job. And there's so much news to report, folks. It's not funny. I mean, it's just, it's everywhere. It's not just the coronavirus thing. It's what we talked about. Kim Jong-un, maybe brain dead. Don't know. Can't confirm it. Can't deny it. Certainly he's had open heart surgery of some sort.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, in the news, reports surfaced he might be in grave condition after heart surgery. He is 36 years old. Kim recently missing the celebration of his grandfather's birthday party on April 15th, fueling speculation about his health. He had been seen 4 days earlier at a government meeting. President Trump at the White House daily coronavirus briefing addressing the price of oil, which crashes to a historic low of minus $37 a barrel. This as the Dow drops more than 500 points because of continued coronavirus concerns.
We're looking to put as much as 75 million barrels into the reserves themselves. That would top it out. That would be first time in a long time it's been topped out. We'd get it for the right price.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with their two locations to serve you. Remember, it's all about you and your God-given ability to be able to be the best you can be. And that's exactly what you'll be at the National Aviation Academy by being an aviation maintenance tech. And here's more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, keep in mind that the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. They've got two campuses. They've got one in Concord, Mass. Outside Boston. They've got another one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. And in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, you will learn a trade that is superior to a lot of other ones out there because you're always going to be in demand. People need to have their aircrafts fixed and running to be able to fly them, and they need to be certified and this, that, and the other. With all these aircraft that are being parked right now all around the country, they don't have enough aviation maintenance techs to get them up in a year fast enough. Believe me when I tell you. So, National Aviation Academy can fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of somewhere around $60,000 a year for a 40-hour work week. Can you make more? Oh, yeah. A lot more if you apply yourself and certain things come together for you. For example, if you go to work for a military contractor and go overseas, you'll definitely get more money. Number two, if you work for a foreign country or a foreign carrier and you work overseas, you'll definitely get more money. So that's just something to think about. So check them out online by going to the website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour at one of their two campuses, either the one in Concord, Mass. Or the one in Clearwater, Florida. Again, the website, naa.edu, the phone number, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. There you go. Now, amidst the coronavirus COVID-19 outbreak, the Navy is launching a full-scale investigation, a medical investigation, to study how the spread of the COVID-19 outbreak on board the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt happened as quickly as it did, to understand how to stifle future outbreaks on vessels. Now, hopefully, they'll be able to find out sooner rather than later. 672 crewmen and women were taken off the ship, tested positive, including the captain. Now, the captain was relieved of command, as you remember, for blowing the whistle on what was going on in his ship. And apparently he wasn't getting anywhere, or felt he wasn't getting anywhere with the brass that was above him, and took it out there and went public. So, even though he did that, there's still the possibility he could get his command back. We'll see. We'll see. Now, as the COVID-19 infection curve elongates in some places, the Army Corps of Engineers has more time to build hospitals, and they are doing a bang-up job, believe me. More than a month into their mission to help cities and states stand up to the space for the thousands of extra hospital beds they thought they would need, the Army Corps of Engineers is gaining some time, according to its commanding general. Now, the Defense Department has also set a goal to be analyzing some 60,000 coronavirus tests per day in June, senior leaders announced this week. That's in an effort to get a better grip on how many troops have been infected and to make informed decisions about bringing back travel, training, and other key operations that have been throttled during the pandemic. Which leads me to this one. The military-wide travel ban has been extended right now through June the 30th in a continued effort to help stop the spread of the coronavirus around the world. Now, this was Under Secretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness, Matthew P. Donovan, who made that decision. And we'll see how that holds up. In addition, Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard acknowledged it had a tense encounter with U.S. warships in the Persian Gulf last week. Well, duh, we all saw it on video. 11 of their boats came after 6 of our ships. But alleged without offering evidence that American forces sparked the incident. Really? Really? I don't think so. I don't think so. And again, who's going to believe Iran? Based on some of the things they did. And the area that they were in, where they came after our ships, was very close to the area where they came and commandeered our military patrol boats that time, remember? They overwhelmed them. By the way, the Russians are still at it. You heard Denise Simon and I talk about it yesterday. Another jet buzzed one of our Poseidon P-8 aircrafts out there in the middle of the Mediterranean, doing what it's supposed to do, flying observation. They watch for military ships, and they also have the ability to be able to monitor sub-activity. And the Navy buildup in the Caribbean was discussed yesterday. The top U.S. military commander for Latin America said that the Trump administration is not looking to use military force to remove Nicolas Maduro, even as it expands its counter-narcotics operations in the Caribbean, some of which deals with Maduro and Venezuela. Now, we'll see what happens, because if they get the opportunity, Maduro's gone, believe me. And for the second week in a row, nearly about 1,000 new coronavirus cases happened amongst the troops. Now, nearly 3,000 service members have been diagnosed with COVID-19, according to the Defense Department's latest data, with about 2,300 cases still active and almost 1,000 new cases added in each of the last 2 weeks. And the Defense Department approved a ketamine-based antidepressant for some patients. It's a nasal spray used to treat severe depression, which will be available in TRICARE to TRICARE beneficiaries on a case-by-case basis beginning May the 16th. Sad story. Medal of Honor recipient and Vietnam veteran Command Sergeant Major Bernie G. Atkins has passed away after a weeks-long fight against the COVID-19 virus, according to a foundation started in his name to help soldiers transition from military to civilian life. Quite a story behind him. He was hit well over a dozen times and still managed to fight off the enemy and save a bunch of men in Vietnam. And soldiers might go into two-week isolations to keep their new infantry tech testing on track. The Army still plans to equip its first units with the integrated visual augmentation system towards the end of next year, but it could require putting some soldiers into a two-week quarantine to get the prerequisite testing done this fall to make sure that they don't have the coronavirus. By the way, it becomes a competition for the soldiers of the 647th Quartermaster Company at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, to see who can crank out the most face masks during a shift to protect against the coronavirus. And they're definitely putting them out. The U.S. Army modernization officials have asked, by the way, aviation firms for ideas on equipping the service's future scout helicopter with mission systems such as a sleek 20-millimeter cannon and advanced technology for an optionally manned robotic flight. I'll be back with more next hour. Coming up, your next Truckers Highway and Bible report. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to take a look at the highways and the byways for the truckers of the land.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, and now it's time for our Truckers Highway and Byway Report for this hour, brought to you by your local Pilot and Fine J Truck Stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And here we go.
Understand the corona.
you, that's the perfect quarantine song, and that's on my website, or it's on my Facebook page, I'm sorry, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on the Captain's America radio show, and it's also on my personal page, Matt Bruce, and yeah, that was the perfect quarantine song. All right, well, here we go. This portion, as I said, of the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by your local pilot at Flying J Truck Stop. Now, a vigorous system is going to drop into the northeast and middle Atlantic today to trigger some strong and severe thunderstorms with damaging winds from the D.C. Baltimore area all the way up to New York City. Now, severe thunderstorms with large hail and locally heavy rain will also be possible in the south central plains today. And finally, out west in the southern high plains through Thursday, we could have a fire watch going on out there because right now it's getting dry. The wind is blowing. And we've got conditions that are coming up there. Now, since the last hour, we've had some conditions change here again, and it's mainly the temperatures. Now, and this is why there's going to be severe weather. You've got cold weather converging with warm weather somewhere over the mountains of Virginia and West Virginia and Maryland and southern Pennsylvania, and that's going to create the big-time thunder boomers again. Hopefully there won't be any tornadoes like we saw in Florida yesterday, but hopefully there won't be any of those. But the cold weather right now is across half of Ohio, the southern half of Ohio, into the southwestern corner of Pennsylvania, into the mountains of West Virginia, into the northeastern corner of Kentucky, and that's where the freeze warnings are. Frost warnings are up in central Kentucky and the southwestern part of Virginia, the mountains there around Bristol, and up in North Carolina, looks like north of up somewhere around, up around Charlotte, up in that area going north. And we got some possibilities of some rain showers still scattered across Georgia and in Mississippi and the western part of Tennessee tonight. There are some cold temperatures and some rain also up in the upper peninsula of Michigan. Some rain tonight in upstate New York along the lee shore of Ontario from Rochester over to Oswego on up to Watertown. You've got some conditions off the east coast as this storm, the remnants of it, rips up through there where you're going to have some interesting weather. You could see it, as I said, anywhere from D.C. to New York City, even Long Island. And as it makes its rapid ascension up the east coast, you could also see it in parts of Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts as it moves up and out to sea. Now, out west, in the middle of Montana, we have a rain area, an area of rain up there about 25 miles deep and about 25 miles wide, dead center up there right now in Montana, and a little bit of wind down in southeastern Arizona, a little bit of wind out there near Barstow, California, another system coming in off the west coast as well. Keep in mind, the pilot in Flying J Truck Stop, you pull on in there this time of night on the third watch, you tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and the captain sent you in there, you're going to get yourself a free cup of coffee. So take advantage of that at any of the pilot or Flying J Truck Stops that are out there. All right, and I think this is Todd. Is that you, Todd?
Let's get down to business, boss. Last time I was on, you had a clip you wanted to play, and I already did. I know. What was it about, though?
It was you.
Oh, what? On Mike Gallagher, or what was it?
Mike Gallagher tape recorded you and sent it back to us.
Hey, praise God, hallelujah. Listen, let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, the left is on the move. They only care about November 3rd. And we have work to do, okay? So I'm glad to see One American News Network have some candidates on, but this is about the Trump. Well, let me say, Mike, some Ron DeSantis, who I got elected here, okay? If you're not tough enough to stand up to the press at the St. Pete Times and the rest of these idiots and say we're open for business, I'll go up to Tallahassee and handle it, okay? Because we're open for business, and everybody's essential, and we're not waiting till May 8th or May 9th for nonsense, okay? We're leading the country because we're open for business, and we care about our families, and we care about our kids, and we care about our children, and putting food on the table for our wives and our families. That's what's up here, okay? That's what's going on here. I'm glad we're opening the beaches. I'm glad we're back to business.
Okay, wrap it up.
And that's what we got to do here. Ladies and gentlemen, we have November 3rd. All the left here is about to stop in a Trump rally and stopping us from winning. Let's get to work and make sure we get the House, get rid of Pelosi, take back the Senate, and get Donald Trump back to work. Let's go.
All right, and that's Todd in Tampa, and we appreciate him, and he's lit up and ready to go. Okay, now we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com on the telephone, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
We have a situation in North Korea, which apparently is, and I don't know where to go with this, but I have got reports in front of me right now from NBC, from CNN, that say that Kim Jong-un is brain dead after heart surgery. And those are the two networks that are reporting it. No one else is reporting it. We just know that he is in grave danger. That was the words that were used following congestive heart surgery.
Well, you know, it's a closed society over there. So finding out if he's brain dead would be kind of an impossibility. Now, he is likely to be somewhat incapacitated. He had apparently heart surgery last week. The last time he was in public was April the 11th. He did miss his grandfather's big birthday celebration, which is a big deal over there. The White House is very aware of this. The State Department is very aware of this, but none of them are saying anything. Japan is monitoring the situation. South Korea is monitoring the situation very carefully. Now, what he did in his last cabinet meeting when he was seen in public on the 11th is that he put his sister on, I don't know, some kind of a committee that he has there. So there is chatter that if he is rendered permanently incapacitated, because he does have health problems, he's had them for quite some time, that his sister would in fact take over leadership. So that's really all we know here at this point.
And there's also a rumor that there may have been a coup and the sister may also have disappeared. So that's the other thing we're hearing. There's three different, well, actually there's four stories. The other one is China stepped in and said, okay, enough's enough, and they've replaced him.
Who reported that one?
That came from the covert group that I've been telling you about for some time.
A bunch of
ex-CIA operatives and a bunch of intelligence people, Army and military intelligence, and they've got a little group, and they keep it amongst themselves. That's all I can tell you. Hold on. Be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. So there's four different stories going on about Kim Jong-un. We don't know what the heck is going on, so we'll just have to wait and see what happens. Take your pick. You'll see more stories coming out today, I'm sure. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.